100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. It's the weekly challenge where I post the topic and you come up with the story. And the story topic is kill. I hope you all killed it. Let's see what's in the mailbox. Yeah, we got a whole bunch of stories on the topic. So I'll shut up and let the storytellers take over.
Tora Brazino here with a story on the subject, kill. I had thought this neighborhood secure, but suddenly something shuffled out of the trees and ran at me. A zombie. I fled for the house and slammed the door, but it was already halfway inside. Its arm fell off, but that wouldn't stop it. I leapt for my pump-action shotgun. Wah-ha-ha! It wheezed through its rotting jaws. You cannot kill what does not live. This for your fallacious zombie philosophy, I replied, blasting it into fragments. After checking that it wasn't regenerating, I got a shovel to clean up the mess. Whatever it was before, it was dead now.
Hey everyone, Leiana here for another 100 Word Story Challenge. Since I missed last week, I decided for this week's challenge number 673, Kill, my story would also include the prompt of Wordy. So for this week's story, my title is Dropping the Hammer, and music is by Tabletop Audio. As the machine mapped out and adapted to her brain patterns, Lady Frances Garbon, Gossip Queen, slowly began to reveal information she had accumulated over the years from her position in high society and politics. Each word was recorded for later use, and even when her speech grew quicker and nonsensical, we let her carry on. The exercise was more than a reveal of hidden rumors. It was a punishment for secrets already spilled. Our secrets, a crime she had to pay for, and the execution was of her own doing, as we allowed her to talk herself to death.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 673 with a prompt of kill. Well, here's my story. Bilbert noticed Linoleum Amanda wasn't eating her lunch, so he asked, "So, Mr. Ziegler said your report was too wordy. Did he give you a grade?" She blinked back, unshed tears. "He gave me an A-. "An A-?" Bilbert almost shouted. "I'd kill for a B-. A-- is great." Tears finally broke free. "You don't understand. Harry Potter is the perfect story. It's everything to me. It's my life. I don't know how I can go on if I don't get a perfect grade on my report." "Honestly, Linoleum Amanda, don't kill yourself over a silly book report." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
The factory floor was running smoothly, when suddenly, a blood-curdling scream rang out. Eric had fallen into the processor. I hit the kill switch, and the machines fell silent. but it was too late. Even if we could have got him out, there wasn't much of him left to bury. There was also the question of what to do about the bat she'd tamed. We used it anyway. People think that it's the blend of secret herbs and spices that makes our chicken nuggets so good. But actually, it's down to the occasional employee we throw into the mix.
Hello, night people. Tom here. My story this evening's called, "Oh yeah, same to you." When I was a child, I was fond of saying, "Let's kill this," or "kill that." Of course, I had never actually killed anything. I guess it was just talk to make me feel serious. The word entered my mental structure very early, as in, "thou shall not," without much framework. Further, it was pretty much ubiquitous in the late 1950s, early 1960s, I sort of got the broader meaning as unending images flooded the airwaves during the Vietnam War. Kill was a very raw and ignoble act. Now, I only use the term to refer to deleting a computer file. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning, this is Richard, and I've still got the worst cold ever. Anyway, here is my story on the topic of kill, and it's called Killing Time. I hate airports. Well, not airports per se. It's the interminable waiting I can't stand. I just don't see why all those hours of hanging around doing nothing are necessary. And what are you supposed to do to kill the time? Personally, I hit the bar. And after 3 hours of steady drinking, I can barely walk, let alone find my way to the right departure gate. Of course, they never let me on the plane in that state, so it's back to the departure lounge to kill more time while I sober up. Next time, I'll take the train. Okay, well, I'm off to take some more cold cures and die in the corner again. So until next time, if I survive, goodbye.
Hello, everyone. I hope you had a great week. And here's my story. The innkeeper tossed some logs in the fireplace. The room was warm enough, but being slightly warmer always made people drink more. More drinking meant more money. And he needed a lot of money. He was desperate to rescue his daughter. He considered telling everyone, but he didn't. If he told them, he'd go to hell. He had crossed the line before when he and the blacksmith's wife, well, what the innkeeper didn't suspect was that the blacksmith knew how to drive one of those things that had landed in his backyard. And his daughter, she was already dead. And this was my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Tora Rosino here with a story on the subject, kill. I had thought this neighborhood secure, but suddenly something shuffled out of the trees and ran at me. A zombie. I fled for the house and slammed the door, but it was already halfway inside. Its arm fell off, but that wouldn't stop it. I leapt for my pump-action shotgun. Wah-ha-ha! It wheezed through its rotting jaws. You cannot kill what does not live. This for your fallacious zombie philosophy, I replied, blasting it into fragments. After checking that it wasn't regenerating, I got a shovel to clean up the mess. Whatever it was before, it was dead now.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
If looks could kill. That's what they said about Medusa, you know. She could turn men to stone with just a single look. They also said that the snakes on her head were poisonous, but pretty much everyone was turned to stone before they were bitten by the snakes. Tiresias was an ancient Greek prophet, and he was blind. Do you hear hissing? Said Tiresias to his boy companion, but the boy didn't speak. He'd already been turned to stone by Benusa. Tiresias felt around until his hands landed on the ghastly woman's rack.
Nice, he said. Fancy a kiss?
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of kill. Well, how do those make you feel? Go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and leave a comment to let the people know what you thought of their stories. Thank you all for being a part of this, and oh, by the way, the next topic is, why can't you be more like your sister? Anyway, I'll see y'all tomorrow with another story from the feed, and then in a week, I'll gather up all the stories again and we'll see what we've got. Thank you for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.